When he had completed the 14 years of work he did for Laban as payment for his two wives, Jacob wanted to return to Canaan, where the inheritance of Isaac his father was waiting for him. Joseph, his 11th son, had just been born, and Jacob felt that it was now time to work for his own family. He said so one day to Laban, his father-in-law. Unwilling to let him go, Laban suggested giving him a salary if he continued to work for him. Jacob answered, "You know how well I have worked for you, and how your livestock has greatly increased under my care, for the Lord has blessed you because of me." Laban was well aware of this, which was why he wanted to keep him. So Jacob made a bargain. He said he would go on tending Laban's flocks if he was given all the speckled and dark brown sheep and goats as his wages. His father-in-law agreed, as there were not many spotted animals in his flocks. He even took steps to prevent the increase of two-coloured lambs and young goats in Jacob's care by taking out all the spotted or brown sheep and speckled goats and placing them in the care of his sons. Then he put a 3-day journey between the spotted animals and the rest of his flocks that Jacob continued to tend. So Laban imagined that he would have very little to pay as wages. Jacob, however, had already thought up a method of his own to make the flocks produce two-coloured young. He was still unable to give up his own devices and trust only in the Lord. He took green branches and made stripes on them by exposing the white inner wood, and then put these striped branches in all the watering troughs so that the flocks would see them when they came to drink. When the females were in heat and came to the troughs, they saw the two coloured branches and produced young that were streaked, speckled or spotted. Jacob put the branches in the troughs for the stronger females only, so the weak animals went to Laban and the strong ones to Jacob. He set apart all the coloured animals and so made separate flocks for himself. In this way he grew very rich, and at the end of 6 years he had acquired large flocks, maidservants, menservants, camels and donkeys. The Lord revealed to him in a dream that his prosperity was not at all due to his cunning devices, but entirely to God's providence. Jacob's success earned him the jealousy and ill will of his brothers-in-law, and he noticed that Laban's attitude towards him was not what it had been. Then the Lord told Jacob to return to Canaan. Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields to meet him, and told them how their father had tried to cheat him by changing his wages 10 times. "But God," he said, "has not allowed him to harm me." His two wives were willing to go with him, and soon after, when Laban was away shearing his sheep, Jacob took his family, his livestock, and all his possessions, and left, without telling his father-in-law. The third day, having heard that Jacob had gone, Laban came back to Haran. He mustered all his people and set out in pursuit of his son-in-law. He caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Jacob had pitched camp, and all his flocks were with him. When Laban and his men overtook him, they pitched camp. But before the two men met, God came to Laban in a dream during the night and said to him, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob." The next day Laban said to his son-in-law, "Why did you run off secretly and deceive me? I would have sent you away with feasting and songs. Even now I have the power to harm you. However, last night the God of your father spoke to me to prevent me doing anything to you. But why did you steal my gods?" Laban kept household idols called teraphim. These were consulted in times of need and were supposed to bring luck. When Jacob and his family left Haran, Rachel had stolen these statuettes, thinking no doubt that she was acting in her husband's best interest. Jacob, knowing nothing about this, told his father-in-law that if anyone had stolen them, he should be put to death. While Laban searched the tents, Rachel took the idols, hid them inside her camel's saddle, and sat down on it. She apologized to her father for not getting up, saying she was indisposed, and Laban, of course, found nothing. Jacob was angry and reproached Laban for his hostile attitude, but the two men were finally reconciled. Jacob and his men made a heap of stones and called it the witness heap. Laban said, "God is a witness between you and me. We will not go past this heap to harm the other." Jacob offered a sacrifice, and the two men took an oath. The next morning, Laban kissed his daughters and grandchildren and blessed them. Then he left and returned home. Next episode, Jacob wrestles with God.